Well, here we go. Time for today's AM Minnesota program. Fortunately, some class in the studio again. Monarch Healthcare Management, the Emeralds, the director of FON, Carrie the Giggler.
Good morning.
Yes. And you got to talk to my wife a couple minutes ago.
I did. It was an honor.
So at least you know that there is a Louise that I talk about all the time.
She's not a figment of your imagination.
No. It's getting nice outside.
I'll bet
residents are getting a little excited to use that courtyard, although it's been a little windy and been a little cool here lately.
Yeah. We're very excited, very much looking forward to consistent good weather instead of, a couple days in the, nice warm 70s, and then all of a sudden we get cold and wind.
Yeah. So. Or the big drop, all-time record high, the Friday we were gone. All-time record high of like 86 degrees, and the next day was 40 degrees rain and then turned to snow.
It was horrible. Mother Nature has a wicked sense of humor.
Yeah, sometimes it can be nasty, but I'll bet the crew.
Oh, that's my assistant, Gary. Come here.
Somebody walked by and tapped on the window.
Gary Kylan.
Oh, your volunteer.
My volunteer, and he was our assistant at the facility for many years before. Can I have him come on with us?
Yep. Why don't we take a break for the markets? You go and corral him.
I love this. Okay.
Yep. So we'll take a break for the markets. Then we'll continue with today's AM Minnesota program with a giggler and special guest, Gary from Monarch Healthcare Management, the Emeralds, the market update, sponsored by the KDHL Ag Reboosters, and they include Werner Farm Seed at Dundas for quality seed at reasonable prices, including many different species of cover crop seed. Give Paul or Jean a call, 507-645-7995. Also, Craig Keller over at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Of course, Craig helps protect all things important to you, and Northland Buildings for quality post-frame construction. Find out more. Go to their website, northlandbuildings.com, and hopefully, Carey was successful. And I have to kill another 40 seconds before I can play the markets. So jump in. I did the air. Come on in and shut the door. Obviously, we don't have any standards here at KDHL because he let me on the air.
I love your timing.
Yep. And we got another chair for you over there.
I love this.
So introduce your extra special guest.
So this is Gary Kylan. He and then his wonderful, beautiful wife, Deb. Gary, as I said, I've talked about him before. He's our assistant for activities. You're my volunteer currently.
I'm her old boss.
Did you say now she's your boss? What goes around comes around.
I don't have any bosses, just one.
Just the wifey. And then his wife, Deb, worked for us in our culinary department that was
48 years.
Wow, yeah. 48 years.
Yeah.
I retired now.
Move that a little closer to the mic there. There you go.
Yep.
So the question is, did Gary get as good a food as the residents did when you came home?
Moving right along.
But now, Gary, you still enjoy hanging around and volunteering and helping out?
Yeah, I still, mainly 2 days a week I'll go up and then help with bingo and stuff. I still have fun there, so I keep going. Yeah.
And think of what you do, bringing smiles to people. And that's what we always talk about, volunteers and especially someone that's retired or semi-retired, you have to have a purpose. You have to have a reason to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to the point now where I so enjoy talking to people that are older than I am. They have different experiences, different times. And now I almost have to go to the Emeralds to find somebody that's older than Let it go. Don't say anything. Just let it go. Take the high road.
You know that's hard.
Yep, I do. And did you know that I branded Carrie the Giggler?
Yes. My brother always says, who's that giggler on
the radio? So bad.
And a week and a half ago, I had a live broadcast out at Hy-Vee. And we were having a blast. This nice lady walks up and said she was a giggler's mom, and I instantly knew who she was.
There's only one. Yeah.
Like I say, it's dangerous knowing that guy on the radio.
No. I think I was more worried about the secrets that were coming out about me, but I...
Well, they are filed away
for rainy future days. Reference. Here we go. All right. Future reference and bribery. Yeah. All right.
I thought maybe she'd have a cookie for us in here and you eat them all.
I didn't bring them today.
I detected a bit of sarcasm. It was the week before we went on vacation. I was so proud of myself because every time I get... the website, monarchmn.com, I earn a cookie or a little cupcake. So she brought in about a dozen little cupcakes. And I was here by myself pretty much those last 3 days. And I was so proud of myself, I only ate 2 little cupcakes a day for 3 days.
It lasted you.
Yep. Yep, and there were a few left when I left on vacation, and they were gone when I got back.
Yeah. Did Gordy eat all them?
Well, Gordy with his diabetes, he has to be
He's got to be careful. Yeah, a little. Yep.
Although once in a while, you know, all things in moderation. If you're really craving something, have just a little bit of it, and that fixes it. Oh, yep. Our culinary expert said we're right.
Yeah.
Well, now we better take a break for the markets, and we'll continue with today's AM Minnesota program with Carrie, the director of Fund the Giggler at Monarch Healthcare Management, the Emeralds, and a couple special friends of the Emeralds. But first, the markets.
Soybeans are lower on Tuesday morning. Corn is mixed. Cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today, giving back some recent gains with spillover from soybean meal. U.S. planting's underway. Brazil's harvest is nearly over, and Argentina's harvest is ongoing. May beans are down 8.25 at 10.33.5. July's down 8 at 10.42.25. May bean meal's $4.50 lower at $2.92.60. May soybean oil's up 14 points at $46.46. Corn's mixed. Corn planting's a little bit slower than average, but some areas should have a decent window for part of this week. Portugal bought 110,000 tons of U.S. corn this morning. May's down 4 at 4.81. July's 3.5 lower at 4.89.25. After that, corn turns modestly higher. And wheat is down with rain in the forecast for parts of the southern U.S. plains, which could boost crop condition ratings in that region. May Chicago's down 6.25 at 5.41.25. Cotton's up on these slower than average planting pace, with May up 69 at 64.78 and July 62 higher at 65.96. Rice is mixed, consolidating with May down a penny at 13.70 and July up 2 at 13.81.5. Live and feeder cattle are higher, with box beef up on Monday afternoon, waiting for widespread direct business and Thursdays on feed numbers. June live's up 42 at 199.50. August is 72 higher at 196.55. May feeders are up 95 at 281.90. And hogs are higher, supported by yesterday's higher close in pork. May is up 82 at 88.77. June leans 82 higher at 95.95. Crude oil's weak. The Dow's up about 70 points. The U.S. dollar index is higher. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
AM Minnesota. Soda on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Well, welcome back to today's AM Minnesota program, sponsored by Monarch Healthcare Management, the Emeralds in Faribault. Carrie, her last name is Hart, but it's just Carrie, the director of Fun the Giggler.
Hello.
And I finally today got to meet Gary that I keep hearing everything about, the incredible volunteer. And I didn't know until you mentioned Gary, but you actually were up at the Emeralds for quite some time.
Yeah, my mother and dad went into the Emeralds, or it was St. Lucas in 2008. So I kind of started volunteering way back then with help with stuff. And here it is, how many years later? Yeah. I can't even count that many anymore.
Yeah, but I could tell he's a good volunteer or good fit because he's got the smile.
Yep.
Whenever somebody... And then, how did the smile look?
Because that worked me pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a slave driver.
Yeah.
And actually, your timing of being here is absolutely perfect, Gary, because next week is Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Oh.
And so I was going to slip in a very huge thank you to you already today, but now I get to do it in person. Mm-hmm. No, we got a lot of love for you, and we do appreciate absolutely everything that you do for us. I appreciate you for everything that you've done for me over the years, and thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And you could always use more Garys.
Yes. We do have, options and availability for volunteers at the facility. I am working with the... ALC as well as the high school on getting high school students into the facility over the summer for volunteering, and then they also earn a credit through the high school the ALC. So that's something we're going to be starting hopefully soon, getting all the paperwork finished. That way starting June 1st I think that's a weekend. But anyway, that Monday, then we can get started on getting, those kids in. And have them get those intergenerational visits and some enrichment out of it. Our residents are going to have fun. And then the kids get a credit for high school.
And it can look very good on a resume.
Absolutely.
For future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because some of those things do, big category community involvement or service organizations, being a volunteer.
Yep.
And if you don't have any skills... like me, except being able to talk, that can be a volunteer too.
Yes. You can come and hang out.
Yep. Hang out and visit with residents. Yeah. Although, Gary, do you ever get hooked into the card shark card games there?
We have some serious bingo sometimes.
Serious bingo.
We have a lot of fun with bingo. I know which ones I can pick on and which ones I can't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the group of them that pick on him.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I can relate to that. And how are we coming with getting things planted in the courtyard?
Well, I'm also working with the Boy Scouts to try to get... So trying to work with them on getting like our courtyard cleaned up. Also areas around the facility. To kind of get them all cleaned out and then kind of redone a little bit. So still trying to plan on everything. I'm sure, we'll probably go down to Donahue's as we always do and pick up our pretty flowers. Sure the guys probably won't let me touch them either.
I just had a thought.
Yeah.
That's really scary, isn't it?
Light bulb.
Yeah. Reach out to the master gardeners about helping plan a few things.
Yeah,
because they love to do that type of thing give you some ideas of some things that you could plan, either annuals or perennials.
Yeah, there's a certain section that I was looking at yesterday, kind of on the east side of our building, that I was like, okay, this section needs like a complete revamp. So that's a really good idea because maybe I can connect with them. So I'll put that in my little thought box.
Yep, just make sure you have one plot there, Jerry's farm.
The Jerry plot.
Yeah.
We don't mess with the Jerry plot. That's happening.
And I'll bring in some sweet corn.
Yep.
Peas, corn, and soybeans.
Yep.
And then they can plant it. And
cool.
I, I'm connected out there. I happen to know a lot of pork producing.
There we go.
Neighbor friends. So we can bring in some real fertilizer too.
Some of that good stuff.
You'd have to carry it through the inside of the building to get it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could. I know people that.
Always
nice. Can you get in trouble for smuggling manure?
We'll find out. Yeah, we'll
find out. Then one morning I was kidding Carrie about that. You know, it's my cell phone dings. Kevin Voracek, former mayor, thought we should plant some popcorn too, so the residents could raise some popcorn and then and then pop it.
I'm open for anything. I'll always try something at least once or twice or three times.
We should talk a little business too. Are there any rooms available for someone that maybe has a loved one that they're getting a little concerned that they can't maybe be on their own anymore?
Yeah. Yep. We do have availability on our short-term care rehab side, as well as our long-term care side. So if you know you're going to have a surgery or there's something that happens to yourself or your loved one, they can go ahead and come into the facility, receive their physical therapy, occupational therapy. We also do have speech therapy at the facility.
Wow, you've got it all.
We got it all. We've got, your medication administration and setups. We can help and do that. We can go ahead and take care of our amazing food and I'd love to have Deb back,
amazing food, even though Deb isn't there
Deb isn't there anymore. The food, and not only that, the exceptional care and good people to be around. So we got a spot.
Yeah. Speaking of Deb, it's still amazing what you can do producing cooking the volume of food. Mm-hmm. For that many residents, but then all those special diets that you have to keep straight.
Yeah.
That it's some pretty talented people that can cook food that is nutrition, adheres to nutrition restrictions, and still tastes good.
Yeah, it's a talent.
And some of it maybe as you knew, but a lot of it might be you learned. When you were there.
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot.
Too, just feedback when something is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's got to be the best feeling.
I volunteered to help out, too. I'm pretty good at quality control when it comes to food.
Okay.
Jenna's Market Grill, she's always trying new things, so I offer my services.
I
guess I have two talents now. I can talk. And I can eat free food.
There you go.
That's that magic word, free.
Free.
There we go.
Well, you know what? Those of us in radio say food tastes better if somebody else pays for it.
Yeah.
I've heard that about adult beverages too, but I'm not sure. Then we should mention too, Carrie is trying to educate me. And I know what respite care is.
Yes. Yep. Do you want to educate the masses on respite care?
You go right ahead.
All right. Passing it off to me this time. So as Jerry mentioned, respite care, if you are a caregiver of a loved one and you have, you're going to be away for a little bit, whether it's vacation or, whatever the situation may be, and you want to make sure that your loved one is well taken care of during your absence, your loved one is able to stay with us for a short period of time while you're gone, where they will receive, all the stuff that everybody else already receives at the facility. So take care of their medications, make sure that they're safe. All of their needs are met. I've got all the activities for them. And then, the food and all of that.
Yep. And the socialization.
Yeah.
And is there a welcome committee? Because there is a welcome committee.
They have pretty much
branded
themselves as a welcome committee.
Yep. So do they do an in-service training on card sharks and
competition? I feel like they probably skip that part. And I feel like it's one of those things you just walk into.
Yep, and learn to compete.
That's right. Yep. So, and then as far as team members at the facility that we're still looking for, as always, looking for nurses, whether you're an LPN or an RN, still looking for a director of nursing position. If you're
CNAs,
yes,
certified
nursing
and training.
That's right. And then not only that, but if you want
somebody listens to Carrie
every once in a while. So, and like, even if you want to do a career change and you want to get into the medical field, you don't have your CNA, we can put you through the program to get that. And that would be a nursing aide in training. So then we provide your training, your education, pay for all of that as well as your certification to be able to be a CNA.
And on the job training, so you still have an income. That's a biggest stumbling block to someone that's looking at a career change is the bills keep coming.
Yes. Yeah. Those never stop. So, but being able to support those that, you know, work with us and for us to make sure that their personal goals are met. And, you know, they're able to get that on the job training to be able to put in what they're learning in the book and in the classroom to real life situations.
And maybe then you decide you want to get an LPN degree. Maybe then
there's good scholarship opportunities through Monarch.
And then an RN or maybe a degreed RN, or maybe that's what's so unique about Monarch, that they want to help all of their team members enhance their careers.
Absolutely. And then being able to celebrate everybody's personal goals being met too. Like I'm right along there with them. Like as NAIT passes their CNA and they come up to me, like I'm just as jazzed as they are to be able to tell me that they passed. So it's all about love and support and celebrating each other.
And we are fortunate, I always like to point out, with South Central College right here in Faribault.
Yep. It's nice to have them right next door.
Yep. So and we should mention too, if you're listening, go to monarchmn.com. That's two or three cookies I've earned today.
I'll give you three. We'll err on the side of positivity.
I was surprised that the facilities are kind of scattered all throughout Minnesota.
Yeah. No matter what, it seems like there's a Monarch, you know, somewhere in an area. So even just looking at the website, you know, being able to see if there is one, if you're not right here in Faribault, you know, where your closest one is, and be able to look and see what they have for availability as far as, you know, what they do for their residents, their, you know, facility layout, and then, you know, what positions that they do have open and available. So.
And that's a great opportunity. Many times a spouse takes a job in a different area and...
Yep, the availability to transfer between facilities and knowing like the under it all, the standards are the same, the expectations are the same, and we always have those same goals.
Yep. Moving on to the Rendezvous program, does Gary get to play with the Rendezvous program?
I have a couple times.
You know, I think they should have to show that to me sometime, because how can I talk about it on the radio?
Maybe I'll have to bring it in next time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring it in next month.
I'll have to come up for a visit once I get the crop planted.
There you go. Well, I'm for sure going to bring it with me when we're at the fair.
Oh, at the fair.
Yep. So I'll have it with us for senior day at the fair. I did have it with us last year, but didn't take it out because we got so busy with everything and just enjoying the moment. But I will have it there. And then, you know, I'm sure the whole entire week we'll have a booth down there. So I'll have it with me too.
Ooh, so they're going to be out there the whole week
the
of the fair keeping
week.
An eye on me.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to request a spot so I can like go like this and just watch you. Yeah. Just be like, all right, keep it straight. I'm watching you.
Straighten up and fly right.
make sure you're a good boy.
Yeah. Well, I never have before. Why would I start at this thing? Gary, did you grow up in this area then?
Yeah. I was born and raised in Faribault here.
And you too, Deb?
Yeah, I was too. Yep.
You weren't classmates in high school then?
No, he went to BA. I went to Faribault.
Oh, Faribault High. Where did you grow up, Carrie?
Here in Faribault.
Yeah, that's right. Your mom is local. I should have known that.
Yeah, no, born in Shakopee, but grew up here in Faribault. Yeah. So when
you moved south.
Yeah, we did. It was like way before kindergarten. Oh, so I did all of my schooling through here.
Yep. Was 3 years ago in March, we moved up to the southern metro, southern tip of Lakeville, because our daughter's up there. And it's amazing how many people tried to help make that happen. I think they were trying to get me out of trouble.
Did they bring all the trailers and all the trucks to help you?
Oh, yeah, everybody was just overly helpful.
Got to get them out of town.
Yeah. Well, I've only got about 5 minutes left, Carrie.
Perfect.
What else should we have mentioned that we haven't yet? We got over that there are openings if someone is looking ahead and plan ahead.
Yeah.
And even you've got the social workers and the other people that you can go through, all of the insurance and what does and what doesn't. I mean, I get the deer in the headlights, eyes glassed over real fast. But bless the hearts of those that know how all that works. And
yeah, I mean, no matter if you have questions, I just encourage people to either call the facility or come into the facility. I can nearly guarantee you that there's someone there that is going to be there in that specialty role. You know, for finances and stuff like that would be our business office manager, admissions, stuff like that. We can help you out and we can answer any of the questions that you may have.
And and if you go for a visit, make sure you want to meet the giggler.
Well, I'm always around. Yeah. I'm always around somewhere. So usually if you can't see me, you'll be able to hear me. So.
Oh, I thought of another comment.
I am there and I am loud and I am giggly. So.
Do we have a number of other volunteers, regular ones like Gary, or is he kind of unique?
I think Gary is unique. He is my unicorn. Gary.
I've been called unique too, but it's not a compliment like that was.
He's my unicorn. So Gary is the most consistent one right now, and has been, you know, for the whole entire time that I've been around. The other ones are in and out of school because they're younger kids. Uh-huh. But Gary is the most consistent.
But you could always, as we mentioned, you have nothing to do this afternoon or this morning. It's a busy day. Just stop in and start visiting with somebody.
Yeah.
Because, boy, a couple, three times I was there to visit Gordy and, you know, ended up taking a while to get from where I came in the door to Gordy's room because there were people to talk to that wanted to visit.
Right. People to talk to and then that long Minnesota goodbye, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that,
it happens.
But that's what makes the Emeralds and the residents there so special. And ironically, it kind of starts right from the top in the overall Monarch management all the way down to the team members and
the residents. That's right.
Anything else we missed?
Things we're looking forward to in the next couple of weeks going into, you know, the next month because I'm already planning things there. We do have our skilled nursing care week in May. So we're kind of planning. Gearing up for that. Planning a lot of stuff for that for the staff members as well as the residents. Let's see. What else do we have?
What about the van that just got cleared and serviced? Are we going to be taking that to ice cream pretty soon?
That will be hitting the streets here pretty quick. So looking into I just wanted to warm up just a little bit more. Yeah. So once we're, our first stop is usually ice cream because that's just what we do. But
first and last stop.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to, you know, getting the bus out on the road. The residents have a bunch of ideas trying to find ways to make it work.
Oh, one more cool thing we should mention.
Yeah.
The long-term relationship we're developing with Rice County Historical Society. That is cool.
Yes. So we just had them in for another presentation this last Friday. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it and be a part of it because I was a busy little lady, but the residents loved it. I look forward to being able to have them in again, but we're just going to take a little bit of a break because it's going to be their busy time of the year right now with getting ready for the fair and all of the things that they have going on. So right now we're going to pause it and we will start it again, I think, in September. Is when we're going to start it again.
That's really a good winter doldrums thing to liven things up.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to bring them into the facility and give our residents the opportunity of, you know, to learn more and, you know, maybe learn new things and just be able to have that opportunity for education.
So many cool things going on. MonarchMN.com.
There's another one.
But who's counting?
I was going to say, you're going to double that tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry should get a raise because it's a double dose of Jerry this week. Birthday club tomorrow at AM Minnesota Today. Thanks for coming in, Gary and Deb.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you tomorrow morning for
see
the birthday
later.
Club.
Thank you.
And here's national news from ABC.